morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, December 17th, 2018. We have 23 vessels on the Columbia River ship schedule today. We're oddly enough about to see two of them. And I say oddly enough because the Columbia River Bar is on red status right now and has been, I think, over the entire weekend. The wave heights have just been too high and the weather's been a problem. And so the bar pilots, when they assess conditions are too difficult at the mouth of the river there, which is their purview, they may ask vessels to wait, which could be when the bar goes on yellow status, vessels are sort of, they pick and choose which vessels come in based on how capable those vessels are of handling the prevailing conditions. Well, we have red status right now, but if you go to marinetraffic.com and you can see it at the bottom of the Ship Report website at shipreport.net, there's a panel there that I have on my new website that shows marine traffic conditions, a window right here where we are. So it's a really easy way for you to just get right to where we are at. You can see that there are two vessels coming into the river this morning. And so I want to talk about that and about why. It's very interesting. So this is something that sort of illustrates a process that I've heard pilots talk about to me when I've interviewed them. And that is that how do they pick and choose which vessels are coming in? Well, it has to do with conditions. It has to do with the vessels. So there are two vessels coming into the river right now, maybe the only two all day. One of them is the Bosphorus Highway. She's the first one. You'll see her passing Astoria probably maybe in about an hour or so. She's got Hondas on board, I think. She's headed for the Port of Portland, but she is a car carrier. And the other vessel is the Pegasus. She's arriving from China, and she's headed for the Astoria anchorage. And so she's a bit behind, a couple miles behind the Bosphorus. But the Bosphorus, just highway, just crossed the Columbia River Bar between the two jetties a little while ago, and the Pegasus is there right now. So you can see it if you look at that chart at the bottom of the Ship Report website. So at any rate, why are these two ships coming in when the bar is clearly on red status? And in theory, everything sort of halts when those conditions just get too difficult. Well, one thing about car carriers is that they tend to be newer vessels. They tend to be in good shape. They tend to be very seaworthy and very highly powered. They have a lot of engine power. So if you're going to bring a vessel into difficult conditions, you want it to be maneuverable and you want it to have a lot of power. So I've heard pilots say to me over the years that sometimes those car carriers are really quite capable of coming in when conditions are somewhat difficult. Now, the same must be true of the Pegasus, or that vessel might not be coming in either. Now, when I look at the conditions at the Clatsop Spit Wave Rider buoy, which is a buoy out in the ocean, you can Google that and look it up. It says that the seas are about 16, 17 feet. That's sort of, you know, right now the seas are not as bad as they may be later in the day. And also the tide is high right now. It hasn't really started. It's kind of almost slack water right now. It hasn't really quite started to turn and turn into that rushing ebb current yet. So this may be the best time of the day to bring in a couple of ships. They have them out there. They seem to be capable. So these are the kinds of decisions and thought processes. And there may be there is a lot more to all of this than I'm saying here right now. It's all based on safety, on the capability of the vessels. But we do have a couple of vessels, of ships coming into the river, and I bet they're going to be really glad to come in after being out there in kind of difficult conditions. So, all the vessels that I see on the river here, all of the inbounders and outbounders are all weather permitting today. So everything is delayed. The inbounders, there's only three of them, because I would imagine that ships coming here have been watching the weather and saying, maybe we can slow down and miss this whole thing. But the ones that are outbound are all on a weather permitting basis, and they all are sort of, nobody's even going to consider taking them out of the river until about noontime when conditions may abate somewhat. So you're going to see maybe some ships going out to sea later on in the day, or maybe not. So it really depends on the conditions. So if you like to keep an eye on this sort of thing, marinetraffic.com is a really great way to watch what's going on. What you'll see if things are really stopped is ships sort of circling off the mouth of the Columbia River in the ocean. You can see the little icons that show the ships sort of milling around out there. They slow down to just a few knots, and they handle the high waves, and they just sort of slowly motor around until it's their turn. And this is something that happens every winter here off the mouth of the river. It's kind of the business as usual when the weather gets bad is that the vessels wait offshore circling around. If they, you know, if they can't stay in port where they were at before, or they're on a long journey and they're just getting here and there's not much they can do about it, they just wait outside the river until it's their turn to come in. Now, the ships that are in the anchorages, which there are quite a few off Tongue Point there at the Rice Island Anchorage and in the Astoria Anchorage, those ships will probably come and go normally because to go upriver to berths when they're open. But right now, all the ships that are up there filling berths can't leave. So those ships may just end up staying in the anchorage. So when the weather does clear, and boy, when you look at the weather forecast, the wave heights are going to be high all week. But when the weather does clear, we're going to see a big ship schedule as those vessels start coming down river that have been upriver at berths, not able to leave. So here's what it looks like. We have a gale warning today. I mean, I told you earlier about the high surf warning that we have until Tuesday. We have a flood watch through Wednesday afternoon. We have a high wind warning from noon today to 6 a.m. on Tuesday. But out at sea in the marine weather forecast, we have a gale warning today and a storm warning late this afternoon through tonight. And if you were listening to the station earlier, you heard meteorologist Gordon McCraw talking about an atmospheric river event. That's where there's so much water in the sky that it essentially is like a river. And so lots and lots of rain in a short period of time is what we could be expecting, inches of rain in the next 24 hours. And there are a bunch of storms. There's a great app, if you want to look at it, called Windy. W-I-N-D-Y, and it shows winds in the, you can look in the Pacific and see what the storms are doing out there, and you can see that they're kind of storms stacked up, just heading our way one after another. And so the wave heights, well, I'm looking at the National Weather Service for this week, 22 to 25 feet today, tonight 25 to 30, 20 feet, I mean, the waves are going to be high, so that may mean that the ships, there's not going to be much activity from ships coming and going this week. So a little bit of safety stuff for you. I know it's really enticing to go to the beach when this is bad, when the weather gets bad because it's exciting. But keep in mind that the high tide's going to be low by about 2 p.m. It's going to start rising in the afternoon and people might tend to go to the beach. The higher the waves get, the bigger the surf, the more the waves encroach on the beach. So there may not be a place for you to get out of the surf zone if you are on one of our beaches that are right at sea level there. So if you're going to go to Cape Disappointment, where you can go high up on a cliff and watch. Go to Akola State Park, where you can be way up on the cliff and look down at the surf. Sneaker waves are a really big deal. They can rise up out of nowhere. The water's really cold. If there's a log in one of those waves, it could just flat out kill you, or drag you out to sea and drown you. So those are terrible options. So you can have a lot of fun doing this if you just exercise some caution. We have some really terrific places to ocean watch around these parts where you can be up high and safe and out of the way of the surf, because you just don't want to mess with this when those waves get really big. So there you go. I'm being the maritime mom this morning, but I think, you know, storm watching is a really fun thing. I've certainly done it. Just do it with some caution so that you can enjoy it and have great stories to tell. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe day.